Fire officials estimate wildfires have burned more than 1,200 square miles in Washington and Oregon. Crews are working fast to build fire lines between the rapidly moving flames in rural communities, but hundreds of people remain on evacuation alert. As Jessica Robinson reports, some of the evacuees are migrant workers in the midst of Washington's cherry harvest.
The expansive fruit orchards around Brewster, Washington, reach almost into the town itself. Companies here employ thousands of people as seasonal pickers. But the massive blazes moving across the landscape are now threatening some of the outlying camps where the workers live. Ricardo Hernandez says he got the word very suddenly on a Friday morning. It was about 2 in the morning, he says. He woke up to the sound of one of his friends knocking on the door of the cabin. The whole hill behind them was on fire. As they made a run for their cars, one of the cabins was already burning. Hernandez came up here from California. He says he hopes he'll still be able to work while he stays at a shelter. The Red Cross has been taking in a steady stream of people from communities affected by the fires in central Washington. The head of the local chapter says there are Spanish-speaking volunteers at each site. I'm Jessica Robinson in Brewster, Washington.